opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and alcohol, and more alcohol, and a lot of alcohol.
And happy hour.
It's bleeping happy hour on a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday effing Friday.
Woo!
We made it through the week. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, and a cast of thousands.
Hey, we got to turn the AC on, though. I'm used to Josh being in here, so it's like right now it's like a... When Josh is in here, the 4 o'clock hour, we're still living in an igloo because Josh, he works like a polar bear. I mean, it's got to be... He just pushes the AC all the way to cold.
And we wouldn't have needed to even chill the drinks.
No, we wouldn't
have. It would have been fine. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Would you mind plugging this in for me,
Dan? I got you.
You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, which you're going to want to do because it's happy hour.
It's happy hour.
And we have shots of this Danish crap.
Oh, yes. Aquavit.
Aquavit, as suggested by a listener. So we're gonna do exactly that.
I'm not going to lie. I am happy now. I said, what's happy about happy hour with y'all giving me unhappy shots? AJ said, give it a bit. You'll be happy. I'm feeling good.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're feeling good. And we also have, we got some great beer as well.
Yeah, our boy Gustavo came through from Sierra Nevada. He's got some good barrel-aged stuff in there, some IPAs, some the Oktoberfest, which is available now. The barrel-aged Narwhal, which available now in stores. A very good beer.
One of my favorites, actually.
And it's going to be the best beer Tyler has shotgunned in at least the last 2 weeks. How old's our intern over there? 22? Did somebody ID him?
Yeah, you gotta card him, guys.
22 in this country?
Put him a glass up here. Bring it here. I'm going to check your ID directly.
Yeah, we're going to be...
Even in COVID times, I got to check this out. You're a doctor?
That's
Boston. Oh, interesting. You could have fooled me. All right, well... I think this, Nick, you probably know better than me about fake IDs. That look legit. His license is way shinier and glossier than mine.
Wow.
And a black and white photo. It's very classy what Texas is doing. All right. Well.
Where's Lance?
Let him in.
Well, doctor, you're in. You're in. But pour him a glass of Aquavit. Let's get Lance. We got to crank this bitch up. Yeah, we need where are we at on Twitch right now? We got to get everybody in on happy hour at 170 right now. Once we hit that 200 mark, Tyler shotguns the barrel aged Narwhal, and then we start pouring these shots of Aquavit. And it's happy hour. Lance is participating. Dr. Intern is participating. Brandon, our digital guru, is here to participate.
Jerry Bowe, you forgot
Jerry
the guy
Bowe,
sitting right next to you.
Who filled in for Josh admirably today while Josh is off. I imagine Josh looks like a manatee right now on the beach in Destin, just soaking up the rays.
That's what I like to imagine him surfing the biggest waves.
I don't think Josh surfs. I think Josh is sort of a lay in the sun and drink beer kind of guy, which also I'm that kind of a guy. So I'm not hating on Josh. Josh and I suffer from the same affliction, gout. And he had a gout flare-up right before his Florida trip. And he told
me... The Gout Brothers.
He texted me last night and was like, the doctor says my gout is so serious it might have to get drained. And I was like, oh, that is some serious gout. We're at 198.
Boy, if you want you want a gross drink, drain the gout and make a whiskey out of it like they do with that diabetic pee.
You just did that on a Friday.
We need two more, and we're cracking this beer and getting happy hour started the right way.
There you go.
We got 225. All right. You ready, Tyler? Let's do this.
Gout juice.
Here we go. Barrel-aged narwhal. Yes, wow. Sir. Oh, come on. You always make a mess with this. But, hey, good job,
yeah,
Tyler.
The poor cleaning lady the last couple Fridays.
And the party begins. All right. Nick, you are our bartender today. Okay. Let's pour the Aquavit. Show the Aquavit to the Twitch.
Yeah, and Aaron, give people a brief overview of this real quick, because I know you
Aaron, you tell us what's going on with this.
We should have one of y'all read the actual description on the back.
Okay, I'll read
because
it.
Because it's...
Aalborg Tafel Avakvit, Isidor Hinius, finest original aquavit. All right? That's basically what I just... Aalborg.
No, but read the bottom where it says what it pairs best with in the description of the letter.
I can't read that. I tried it yesterday. It's too tiny.
I can barely read that either.
Yeah, okay, so it's not just me.
Aquavit is the original clear Danish aquavit, launched in 1846 by Isidor Caraway Seeds, with discreet notes of bitter orange in the aftertaste. Goes well with strong dishes such as pickled herring or roast pork with pickles.
Anything
I'm
with pickles.
I'm so mad that I didn't bring any pickled herring today for happy hour.
My wife thought I should bring pickled herring for everybody.
The ball
and I said,
on
I don't
that.
Even know where the hell to get pickled herring.
Is Lance not coming or what?
He said he's coming.
All right. Yeah, let's go. We need Lance in here.
Well, you can go ahead and pour it while we're waiting.
Yeah. Dr. Intern, go get Lance. Nick, you bartend.
Pickle? I know you hate pickles.
Oh, God. If this has any kind of pickle taste in it. I promise
it pairs well with pickles.
But if it
fill
does.
To the blue line. The top of the blue line is a shot.
Yeah.
Top of the blue line. We got these shot glasses. There's no bitching and complaining about, I got a heavy pour. Where? No, we're all taking a shot. I mean, this is.
These are gulps.
This is clear.
Yeah, these aren't even shots.
That's a baby shot.
Yeah.
Come back to that one.
Make sure we have enough.
But we got a full bottle. If you can't get 8 shots out of a bottle, we got ripped off.
Well, we probably did get ripped off.
There's something really wrong.
You trust Denmark?
Is Lance coming?
Lance better be coming.
Is this bartending music, Aaron?
He said he's not drinking.
No, this is the march to death type of music.
He has to come.
I like it.
We're up to 282. When we hit 300, we do the shots. That's the deal, and that's why Lance needs to get his ass in here. I know the morning show never gets 300 viewers on Twitch, so that's because they don't like to have fun like us.
Yeah,
we're the party crew in here. We're going to. Okay, that's Nick. Nick.
I don't know how we got here.
Hey,
291. We're 9 away from shots time. Someone needs to take Aaron his shot.
Yeah, I need mine.
Dr. Intern.
Okay. These are guys that pride themselves on good alcohol, okay?
So not I don't today, know how we not got in here. Happy hour.
No, happy hour is about the worst we can
not
find.
Not in happy hour. I mean, what do you want to see? You want us in here shooting Buffalo Trace?
No,
it's a waste. Sniff it. Don't smell it.
Don't smell it.
You know I have to.
Can we warm him up with a Merlot, please? Or whatever it's called.
Oh, that the
Malort.
Malort.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Intern.
Warm him up
Victor
with
Malort.
One.
On camera, yeah. Get out here, Dr. Intern. Here we go.
Greasing the wheels a little bit.
What's he getting? Does he have Juggalo Trey's hats?
We need him for the playoffs. No pulled hamstrings.
All right. Where do you go to school, Dr. Intern? Okay. Church school. So.
Oh, boy. We know he's good.
His parents are proud right now.
Hey, he went to a church school. We know he can drink with us. So.
Oh, he was there for golf. So he's a drinker anyway.
Yeah.
Church school gives out golf scholarships. So He's got to balance things out. For
all right, we're at 308.
We're over 300. I guess we're just going to have to have Lance take his separately. Everybody grab your shot.
I'll grab my gulp. Here
you
go, Tyler.
All right.
Brandon, there's one for you here. And then the last one that's just sitting there for Lance.
Or in case anyone actually likes this.
It smells like Goldschlager. It smells like, it's like an icy menthol-y. And I hate to say menthol anymore because of the menthol tobacco flavored vodka that we drank last time. All right.
Help.
Everyone, here's to the Friday. Cheers, boys. Happy hour begins.
ESPN 97.5, bitches.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's tough to...
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my God, no.
That's poison.
I hate that listener.
I can't talk right now.
Oh!
That's worse than
Malort. Yeah, worse than
Malort? No, that's not worse than Malort. But that,
it's got the little icy aftertaste.
Yeah, but then it but then it's gone.
What do you think, Dr. Intern? Which one was better? The Malort's better?
Yeah.
Listen.
It's not good, but I will say this. Once you're done with it, it doesn't have that aftertaste.
Wait until you burp some of it up.
It tastes like pickle aftertaste. It does.
Oh, no, don't tell me that, because if I get a pickle aftertaste, I'm about to start spewing.
That hurt my feelings. That shot hurts feelings.
Mm. Well, hey, when Lance gets in here, we're all going to say it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay? We're gonna tell Lance, okay?
You know what? It wouldn't be a stretch to say it's the best one we've done.
It's arguably the best one we've had.
Yeah.
Because it's better than, we can agree, it's better than the menthol tobacco flavored vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bottle that was $3. The menthol tobacco vodka was $3. We knew that was going to be awful.
How much was that one?
I don't know. What's the MSRP on this thing?
I think I paid $23 for it.
$23? Wow.
Over or under 23, folks? What do you think? Is he lying?
Yeah, well, it had to be imported from Denmark.
It's also imported to Metairie, Louisiana. So Ooh. You know it's coming from a place of class.
I'll be honest. It still kind of hurts a little bit.
Don't disrespect Metairie.
That's by far worse.
Can we also, for the listener yesterday who said it tastes like licorice, it does not taste like licorice.
It doesn't taste like licorice.
No, because I actually like licorice. I could have handled that. No.
It's got some mint to it.
Yeah.
It
tastes like that cough syrup I used to take when I was growing up.
NyQuil?
Not NyQuil, but like, I don't know. It's the stuff that's illegal now because it killed babies.
Boom. So. I don't know. Fentanyl.
I mean, that was also
Fred used to take fentanyl when he was a baby.
That was also the time when if something bad happened, it was whiskey, laudanum, saw.
Yeah.
And that was how they fixed every single health problem.
I think laudanum, that's probably what this tastes like.
I mean, Twitch is just destroying Lance Zierlein. Where is this bitch, Lance?
Yeah, go get Lance.
Yeah.
This weak-ass Lance. I thought he was a man's man. Talking about shooting old granddad at Riel, and then he won't even come in here and do a shot of the Aquavit that we poured for him. That's Lance is scared. He's hiding. Where is bitch-ass Lance? I mean, they're going hard on Lance, so...
Yeah, we need him in here.
I hate to... I mean, I as someone who's here to defend Lance, I want to make sure that... Dr. Intern, thank you. Yeah. All right, we love you, man. And they a lot of people said you look like Jace from Duck Dynasty. Is that...
I guess that's a positive. Hey, can I get one of those barrel-aged narwhals now?
I guess so, Fred. Thank you.
Shout out to Gustavo for... No, I'm not shotgunning.
No, Fred doesn't shotgun.
Dude, I'm too old. I told you. I'm not the guy anymore. Tyler's the guy.
I'm too old.
Tyler is the freaking champ now. I can still drink, but I've never shotgunned things. I can do shots. I don't think I've ever shotgunned a beer in my life, now that I think about it.
Well, then how do you know you're too old to do it?
Because I know I'm too old to do it, because if I couldn't do it 10 years ago when I was in my prime, there's no way I could do it now.
Let's per se, there was a crowd full of chicks in here in bikinis, and they were shotgunning beers. Would you shotgun a beer with them? Or at least try.
Depends. Are they like, I mean, what do they look like?
Oof. After these drinks, I don't know.
I'm not going to drink a whole one of these. I don't like kombucha. I'll take a shot of this. I don't want to drink a whole thing, though. That's a heavy shot, too. What flavor is it?
It's a beer. Raspberry Meyer Lemon.
Okay.
It's 7%, though.
But it's kombucha,
yeah.
Which means it's a living organism. So it's going to help me digest the Aquavit, is what you're saying.
Don't poop on air.
I don't poop at the office. Tyler and I had a big discussion about this today. We went to Truth Barbecue, and I ate some super fatty brisket for lunch and some spicy Brussels sprouts. And on the way home, I was already like, oof. Or on the way home. On the way back to the office, I was like, uh-oh. I know it's good. And I'm clockwork. I poop before I leave to work. I poop when I get home because I'm a twice-a-day guy. But I don't want to use the bathroom here under really any circumstance.
And I had been telling you guys the secret is go down to the second floor.
What did I tell you, Tyler?
But don't do that.
He said he doesn't like doing that because he knows that you poop there.
Well, I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's cleaner. Although I stopped on the way out yesterday, and apparently they've got a bunch of little kids down there now. Second floor off.
Okay.
It's as bad as this one. Try the fifth floor.
I poop on the first floor. There's no bathroom there, but I do it
anyway.
So
you're the one doing it.
That's where those mushrooms came from.
God. All right. We'll be back. Happy hour on the Blitz.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. I got to show off the hair here for you on Twitch because it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And if you are thinning or you've lost most of your hair and you think, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, that's where I was, and I was about to just shave it all off. And we talked to a couple of potential clients who are going to say, oh, well, we can do a wig for you of your own hair, or we can do hair plugs. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to get rid of it. Then I met Dr. Linville, and he basically said, look, I'm just going to take the hair you already have. I'm going to put it where it's not, and that's it. And it's going to make a huge difference. And I was like, okay, so give me an example. And he said, look at me. Because he had it done as well. His hair looks fantastic. It's simple. I've had a lot of friends get it done now, and everybody says the same thing. It's like, wow, once that grows out, the difference is amazing. And it's nice, man, to be able to have bad hair days again and to be able to have, you know, I mean, just being able to decide whether or not I'm going to, how I'm going to style it and stuff like that. It's just totally different. I feel better. I look better. Go to 975hair.com, set up your virtual consultation. And if you're still at home, get it set up now. Get it done, and when you go back to work, people won't even know because a lot of people don't like people to know. I don't care. I'm happy to tell you, 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
The kombucha, the hard kombucha that Tyler brought, might be worse than the Aquavit shot that we did. It is vile.
It smells nasty.
Now, mind you, I don't like kombucha to begin with. And now you're talking about alcoholic kombucha. It's bad. It's real bad. You didn't have any, Nick?
No.
Did you? You had some of this? Jerry?
Yeah, I had some back here that I had to hide because I took a...
You got to finish it, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I finished mine.
Let's not end our nights like that. Let's pour... I honestly would rather take another shot than that. That you're not lying. That thing is just... I don't know what that is. It tastes... You know when you say your beer tastes healthy? That's never a good phrase.
That's worse than the shots.
Can we officially start calling into question Tyler's taste buds? Because I mean, he took another shot of Malort and said, because I like it.
He does like the Malort. Yeah, pour Fred some of that kombucha.
No. Okay, just a little bit.
Just a little.
I mean, everybody's got to be able to taste this stuff. All and right. It's Meyer lemon. Is that what you said?
Raspberry and Meyer lemon from Flying Embers.
Oh. I don't know if they want us promoting it.
I don't think Malort wants our opinion on it either.
That tastes like rabbit ass.
Oh, man.
Well, how many rabbit's asses have you tasted?
We're all friends here. Tell us.
You know, you get a little drunk sometimes.
What's
things happen.
What's that story? Mm. Nick, did you try yours?
Yeah.
I'm just going to finish mine off. I mean, it's gross, but I feel like I'm not going to waste booze. So
I'd rather take a shot. I mean, no, really. I think it... I was thinking about that earlier.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather have the Danish stuff than.
Ooh. All right, poor Jerry and Fred, another shot of Aquavit.
Do we have Malort?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to take Lance's.
Malort's gone.
He ain't drinking it.
I don't like you drinking it either.
A lot of people saying bitch ass Lance. Here we go again.
I might have tucked in my ass, but
more misbehavior from bitch ass Lance. He won't come. He's not having. He's saying, damn. I'm going to get drunk starting at 11 o'clock tonight. I don't know what Lance has planned, but he's got big plans.
So I'm not going to give it the destroyed. It tastes like Flintstone vitamins, like the chalky.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's what it just smells like you're drinking liquid vitamin.
It smells like somebody liquefied some Flintstones vitamins from the 90s and just kind of poured it in a glass.
Did you ever snort one of those said vitamins?
No. Sweet Tarts, Smarties, yes.
Come on, everybody crunched those things up and snorted them.
No, we did that with Sweet Tarts and Smarties and stuff.
No, you got to do it with Flintstone vitamins.
And Pixie Sticks.
I'm telling you.
Pixie Sticks. Hey,
Nick's laughing at me. Like, everybody did that.
Pour your Aquavit.
Well, I'm just taking the one Lance isn't getting.
Lance is now responding to everybody who's calling him a bitch-ass Lance on Twitch.
Did he make a Twitch account?
He made a Twitch account so he can say, he's like, all these people can EAD, AJ. If you aren't shooting old granddad, then stop. I've had two so far. I'll be taking them nonstop tonight during our podcast at Riel. All lies. Look at Brandon sitting there eating Pop-Tarts. Ha, ha, ha.
Lance better be careful or somebody's going to start some brisket smack on him.
Breaking news. Lance won't take a shot. Therefore, he's a bitch.
Oh. Burn.
We went down that road.
Man, I didn't say that. Tyler said that. No, Tyler Stamper, Ty Stamper, and Commodore Smurf says confirmed he's a bitch. Man. And Brandon says, I'd rather eat Pop-Tarts than your burn-ass brisket.
I knew those were coming. You knew those were coming. These guys don't mess around.
They went to the brisket quick.
All right, here we go. I'm shooting the kombucha. This is gross, by the way.
I'm shooting my life away.
Flying Ember?
Flying Embers.
Ugh.
I don't know why I looked at you while you took it. Like, you don't look at the person that takes the shot you're about to take because then you get the reaction.
No, you don't do that. That's you're not supposed to look at people when you do shots with them.
Right? That, I mean, honestly, it's almost like
you look
like
at the shot, right? It's a masturbatory thing. You're supposed to focus on yourself. You know? It's a self-pleasure thing or a self-pain thing.
Good point.
Has nothing to, now I'm really creeped out that you were looking at me.
Well, don't look at me.
I've already had mine, so... You know, it's not as bad the second time. I'm not going to lie. It kind of tastes like the rubbing alcohol that you buy at Walgreens.
It just disappoints you when you drink it. You ask yourself, why did I drink that?
Well, it was alcohol. I was a kid. I didn't know. But, yeah, okay. There we go.
Honestly, this is the least happy hour so far.
That other stuff.
That kombucha makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, that Campeachy, whatever it is, that stuff's awful. I mean... What the hell? Jerry's just sitting there staring at his screen already.
I mean, Jerry's hanging his head like he's,
No, it makes you think about what you did. Like, it really does.
Like
you,
in life or what? I'm
well,
curious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of everything. Everything's like flashing before my eyes.
What decisions led you to this specific point of life?
I'm hot in the neck area.
Jerry was probably excited today. He had a show on the weekday, 2 to 4. He was filling in, and
I'm gonna be real with you right now. Last night, I found it hard to sleep thinking about. I said,
you were excited.
Yeah, and then I woke up this morning, and my wife reminded me, "Do you think they're gonna make you?" And then I said, "Why did I even?" When Aaron posted that bottle yesterday, why did I take it upon myself to say, "Man, that looks nasty"? AJ proceeds, "You're in it." I said, "Man, I'm never gonna get out of that."
You're part of the gang now, man.
Yeah, you're a made guy. Congratulations.
Oh, God. You should know guys who eat / make dry-ass brisket won't man up.
No. Oh, that is so wrong.
Lance, get in here. Lance is right now. He's on the Twitch line. Get in here.
Yeah, he's in there trying to defend himself, and I got to tell you, as much as I love Lance, he's getting his ass kicked right now.
Yeah, this is not a winning battle.
No.
I saw his look, though. The look on his face when he took that shot, it was rough. It hurt him.
Well,
yeah, he kind of said some not safe air words to me as he walked by my desk.
I didn't know you guys were going to do that to him because you basically have turned him off now.
Lance says, bitches, no bitches, I guess. And F all y'all's mamas. Hey, Lance, I heard that cigarette vodka pairs well with really dry brisket. Sounds like you'll love it. Ha, 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 ha. This is real. I can't believe this. Found Lance's burner account. My mom won't bleep subpar barbecue makers. And now Lance is saying blow the whole chat up. He's not happy right now.
I think getting in there and trying to defend himself was
a bad call. That was a bad call.
Listen, these guys have been beating me up for years, the Twitchers and the Texters. And believe me, I know that if you're going to mix it up with him, you better be prepared to get your ass kicked.
He should have went Durant style and did a burner. He should have just gone in burner
style.
You're
saying he shouldn't have made his account name Lance Z Radio?
Yeah.
Probably
not.
It should have been like Frank R Radio and then said, Lance makes the best brisket. Now people are telling Lance to suck the hole.
Yeah.
And he gave himself a check mark, and Twitch doesn't even do check marks. Just to let you know, this is the real Lance.
Lance brisket is drier than camel bleep. Not like that, we can.
No
burner needed. He said he wants all the smoke. All the smoke Lance
there's says. There's a lot of really foul things being said about Lance's mom that I think are unnecessary.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, let's lay off Lance's mom because Lance I don't want to have to start putting people in timeout.
Guys,
if he wants to smoke, maybe he can smoke that brisket.
Lance's mom is a beautiful lady, very kind and thinks of others and is not any of the things you guys are saying.
Hey, did you?
But
just,
then when Lance tells other people to eat your mom.
Did we just get a bot tweet on an off day? We got a bot tweet on an off day. Hashtag one mission.
One mission.
I'm not drunk enough to be able to accept that, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a lot of... beat those thunder sticks.
All right, quick break.
Are our thunder sticks out of tune?
Yeah.
Bring them here.
You've got one limp one and one sort of... Yeah.
This is what I was... I think I hit them too hard after the win last night.
Now, maybe you just need to orally inflate them.
There's an art to this. We need to train you on these.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Watch my killer spit round. Make you suckers
kiss ground. Just for talking crap. All you think is... At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.
Yeah!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, now this is a good song for a happy hour.
Yeah.
And Aaron just...
We got to play happy music.
Yeah.
You know what song I've got a guilty pleasure to, and I'll jam out every once in a while? The Party Hard song by, was it, Andrew W.K.?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that who it sings it?
I think so.
If yeah, we're going to
party,
WK,
party hard. Was... Yeah, yeah, go out with that next time.
Let's catch a party going.
You know what? That's another song that I know.
Nick, because... you're out of here. You're not going to finish off Happy
Nick,
Hour?
Stick around. You
finish off Happy Hour.
You got no...
Hey,
unless you
here,
have...
Come
do,
here.
Do you have a date tonight?
No.
Then sit your ass down and get a beer. Come on.
There you go.
What else are you going to do? No. You live by yourself.
No, he doesn't.
Well, whatever.
Nick's getting... He's getting some these days. You don't pour that beer in the kombucha.
Oh, God.
I mean, it actually probably improves
the
kombucha.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah, it saves it.
That was disgusting.
He's
disgusting
an animal.
Stuff.
Let me ask you something, maybe.
I've been out to Vegas with Nick. Nick is an animal. He'll probably drink.
Oh, Nick.
He'll drink anything.
Nick is the king of shots when we're in Vegas.
Yes.
It's like, we'll be out, and it'll be 3 in the morning, and we've all been drinking all day. And Nick's like, hey, what do you want? And I'm like, okay, just give me a vodka water. No, we're doing shots. And then, of course, after you do that, because we're winding down about then, right? We've been playing poker all night. AJ's been playing blackjack all night. And there was one night I thought he was going to kill Cody Stutes, too. He got Cody so drunk. And Cody's, like, swaying. And all of us are like, okay, none of us are going to be able
it's
to catch Cody.
It's funny watching Cody get drunk and Jake Asman get drunk.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much for
Those
Jake.
Those are both really funny.
Because if Jake were to collapse, we could catch him because he's a jockey.
My favorite thing is hearing Jake talk to women when he's had a few drinks in him. Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm on a network.
Let's see. Lance should make a rap song called DAB, Dry Ass Brisket.
Ooh.
Here's my scouting report on Lance's brisket, dry as bleep. Homeless man gave it back to me. Said, "You trying to kill me?" here's my scouting report for Lance's brisket. Dry, does not move well through the bowels. Tough skin, probably a late round of beer's meal.
Ooh.
I'd rather eat a box of Popeye's biscuits with no drink than Lance's dry-ass brisket. I mean, come on, guys. I'd rather eat a handful of dirt than Lance's dry-ass brisket. Guys, Lance, he hasn't made a bad brisket in a long time. That was a bad photo, to be honest.
We all have off days.
Yeah, and to be honest, he cut the lean end, which he shouldn't have done. He should have taken a photograph of the moist end. His wife said it was good.
It was just a mistake in photos, is what it was. It's like, you know, when you take a picture of something, sometimes you get the wrong angle and it gives the wrong impression. Now, of course, it works the other way. If you take the right photo, you can make really awful brisket look like it's awesome. And I just think the problem is not that Lance makes bad briskets. It's just that Lance is a bad photographer.
So Lance's brisket is all burnt ends. That's not a factual statement. Lance eats spaghetti with chopped up hot dogs. You guys, Lance is just trying to make it. He's trying to make it to his podcast tonight. All right.
You would think he didn't even take one shot.
He did take one shot.
Yeah, but yeah. But to be fair, that Malort crap.
I mean, honestly, if that's what you start the day with, yeah, it's not fun to keep drinking.
Then you should just stop. So I'm going to defend Lance here.
He came in a good mood, though. You saw him. He was in a good mood. He was all about it.
Yeah. Man, even Ben Shapiro thinks his brisket is too dry.
Oh.
Lance says you actually have to wrap the brisket. I thought that was just a suggestion. I would rather listen to 610 than eat Lance's dry-ass brisket. Whoa. Lance sits down in the shower. Come on, guys.
Indian style?
All because Lance won't come in and do a shot? That's just...
Let's not make fun of sitting down in the shower, because when you get old, you're going to need one of those little... I have one. I have like a little... It's like a little... What do you call it? Not a stool, but a... I don't know what the hell you call it. I've had two shots. No, like a bench. There's a little bench in there for if you're old. I don't use it, but...
So nobody probably heard this on the morning show yesterday with Patrick and Jason filling in, but Jason informed Dell.
Why would no one have heard it?
Well, because you are busy running stuff. He's usually in meetings and stuff.
I was listening to some of it yesterday, and I actually have some.
Jason was talking about his wonderful shower chair that he picked up at Walmart for $10. He basically went to the outdoor section and sat in plastic chairs until he found one that he thought would hold his weight. And then just stuck it in his shower. And when he sits in a plastic shower.
Jason is totally a Walmart guy. Jason, when he walks in, he looks like a Walmart
guy. Carolina, bro.
No, I mean, if
everybody from South Carolina is a Walmart
person. I'm surprised
person.
He doesn't have a Walmart t-shirt.
He smells like Walmart.
Yeah, like everyone from South Carolina is born with Walmart feet. Like, that's natural. That's part of his DNA, to be honest. I always pick when Josh talks about drinking shower beers. I always picture him sitting down and drinking.
Well, he says he does sit.
Oh,
whoa!
He says he does sit down in the shower.
Okay, he does. Aaron, sit in the shower. Aaron. Does his shower have a shelf or does he put a chair in there?
I think he just sits like on the floor.
He sits on the ground.
I don't know. I could be. Let's call him and ask him.
Wait, Aaron can I ask you a question?
We call Josh.
Wait, but before we do this. Did you have another shot besides this?
I did not. My tongue is moving faster than my brain.
Because honestly,
in the shower, if you say that 10 times, you're going to have to.
He tried to say sit in the shower, but he said
the sad thing is
bleep in the shower.
Which everyone's done. Come on.
No, not everyone's pooped in the shower.
This week.
I haven't.
The funny thing is, a couple nights ago driving home, I was thinking about my radio career, and yesterday was International Radio Day, and I was like, I've never had to dump myself. I'm very proud of that.
You
and
should never think that.
Clearly.
It was like 2 days after I said, you know what? I've never actually been dumped for a cuss word on the show, and it was like 7 years into the show, and then AJ and her talking about something really casual involving MMA, and it's like I was talking about my taekwondo background. It's like I'd be really good at the stand-up bleep. And it just came right out. I'm like,
Fred got aggressive when he started thinking about beating people's asses.
Well, it was just the most normal conversation in the world. And all of a sudden, I'm like, where the hell did that come from? It's kind of like Glenn Davis when he was at the soccer thing.
Oh, yeah, right after the World Cup loss.
Yeah, it's like, they got to bleep and regroup. And then he's like, where did that come from?
Let's see. Lance's secret is to finish off the brisket in the microwave on level 1 power, low and slow. Lance's brisket would be the catcher if it played softball. Lance's brisket tastes like tamales with the wrapper still on. I'd rather have to get gout drained than eat Lance's dry brisket. And AJ, too many men on 97.5 who sit in the shower. I agree with that. There's too many of you out there.
Oh, I don't. I'm just saying I have a bench in my shower for when I'm too old to stand up.
Who leads the top of the leaderboard in ESPN 97.5 most likely to sit in the shower?
Well, Josh, apparently.
Josh admits it.
Yeah.
Braddock admits it.
Patrick Creighton for sure
Patrick
does.
Creighton
oh, yeah.
Has to.
Wait a minute! Now it's a conspiracy! You're always out to get me!
Did you get Josh on the phone?
I need you to send me his number.
You don't have Josh's number?
No.
I mean, jeez, all right.
He doesn't trust me with his number because he knows I'll drunk text him.
So,
what are you, a chick?
Hey,
Josh, I was just drinking and thinking about you.
Hey.
Thinking about you sitting in your shower, drinking a shower beer.
Although, ask Jerry and Fred. When I'm really drunk on a weekend, I'll text them and just be like, I'm drunk. Are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm glad, cool. I'm glad, like, you don't text, like, me about,
see,
that.
Like Jerry and I's drunk texts are, oh, I love this, minus 2.5 here. Let's bet this, man. Come on. Let's jump in. You know, I actually did a Jerry bet last night, too. This is pretty funny. I bet Calgary plus 105 against Dallas. And then they go up 3-0. Dallas is plus 425.
Hedgies.
So I went and did the hedge. And of course, Dallas wins 7-3. I made more on the hedge than I would have made on the original bet. I was kind of like, I don't know if this was the dumbest thing ever, because we've been out and having steaks and getting a little drunk. And I don't know if this was a dumb bet or, but it's just, I'm looking at it going, plus 475? And there were three fluke goals, too, right off the bat. And I'm like, you know what, Dallas, if Dallas gets back in this, I know Calgary will choke. So, yeah. But that's a Jerry in-game bet. That's the kind of thing he does all the time.
Not being a traditional hockey fan and betting it, it takes years off your life, you know, because in baseball, football, whatever, what you're expecting.
But no, it's no different than soccer, which you've been around all the time. It's like it's faster.
It's action.
There's a lot more action going on, but it's just like soccer. You can, because we were talking about this the other day. You can sit back, you get a one-goal lead and do nothing but play defense, and the other team's getting 60 shots on goal and not scoring. And you're watching all these chances, and they're hitting the post and all this. You're like, what the hell? But there's also a strategy to it. And it's very similar to soccer in theory. It's just a lot faster and a lot more interesting, in my opinion.
It's a lot going on. I guess in that form, takes years off your life, because every shot you're thinking, if you're not a fan, you're not used to it. So you're thinking, did he score? Did he not? What a shot? You just don't know. In soccer, same as thing. If you're not a fan, you're thinking, man, this is ridiculous. Somebody score.
Stop talking about sports. We're in happy hour. Sorry. Josh joins us on happy hour. Josh, what's up, man? How's Florida?
It's fine. I'm just, funny you ask, I was just in the shower.
Okay.
I was sitting.
You sit in the shower. So when you have your shower beers, you sit.
What?
When you have your shower beers, you do sit.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. If it were a stand-up shower only, is that different than if it's a tub with a shower? Because a tub is basically begging you to sit. Now, I don't fill up the tub when I take a shower, but I like to sit and relax and take a shower. Now, I shower for like 45 minutes twice a day, because I'm a nut, and that's what I enjoy doing.
When you sit in your shower, your tub shower, does your tub shower have like a bench, like for you to sit on, or do you just sit on the ground on the floor of the tub?
I just sit on the ground. Like, basically, it's like a jacuzzi type of tub,
that's
right?
So odd,
like, you can
to me.
Relax in it. It's a big tub, and there's no bench. I don't need a bench to sit in, but I sit in it like it's a tub, but with the shower. And sometimes I turn off the lights, because I like to think like it's raining on me, and it's wonderful.
So do you ever get shower water into your beer?
No, because I angle the shower head in a way that does not get water into my shower beer. For what it's worth, my favorite shower beer is Shiner Light Blonde. It's a good way to start a Saturday night with about two of those bad boys. You don't want to go too heavy. So you have a couple Shiner Light Blondes to kick off the evening in the shower, and you feel like Nick Nolte at the beginning of North Dallas 40. It's fantastic.
So what's going on in Florida? Are you doing that? Like, have you made love to your wife in a pool like the last time you were in Florida?
I have not made love to my wife in a pool like the last time I was in Florida, but the weekend is very young. It's in diapers, practically. We just got here and then went to some local brewery. Jilly, what was that brewery called? Fort Walton Brew Company or Brewing? They had some wonderful beers, and we had a couple of those. And then we're going to head on over to a bar to watch hockey tonight, because the Flyers are playing. Then tomorrow, we're going to hit the beach.
All right.
By the way, Flyers minus 1.5 is my bet tonight.
Let me ask
you something.
We're
going with a two-goal Flyer victory tonight, yes, over the Canadiens.
Yeah, indeed. Go ahead and bet it. I've already made my bet. And it's, I think it's plus 135 for minus 1.5.
Let me ask Josh something.
Minus 145 in the money line, so it's worthless.
I might be coming around to this sitting in the shower thing. Let me ask you just one last question. When you do sit in the shower, does the grocery bag, does that touch the actual shower, or is it with legs closed?
It depends. Usually I sit, I don't know if you're allowed to say Indian style anymore, or
crisscross applesauce.
I think it's Inuit style.
I tend to sit crisscross applesauce.
Okay. So your berries aren't touching the shower floor.
Generally speaking, no. But remember, it's not your typical, like, gym shower. I mean, it's just a bathtub. that my berries might hit the floor on occasion.
That's fine.
But it's not like it's not like a nasty gym shower where there's MRSA growing.
Probably
although
feels
in
good.
My shower, I shower so often and for so long, there might be MRSA in there. I'm not sure.
So are you gonna shower on the floor in the hotel that you stay in? Because that could have MRSA.
The thing is, this one is not one that's a tub. This is just a stand up shower. And this is a pet peeve of mine, fellas. And I know you got your own show to do here, but while I got you for a second, let me tell you, I don't like these showers that have like the shower head like straight up, and it's like a rainfall shower. I need some pressure from my shower head, and I need it to be angled on the wall where it's aiming at me, because that's how you get good and clean. Who can get clean using a shower head that's straight up above you and dropping on you like rain? It doesn't make sense.
That's
really,
what I have.
I have one of each, and you can do that like halfway turn, so you get the front and the top. It's pretty
not
awesome.
Not all of us are rich, Fred. That's fine.
Sorry.
But some of us don't have multiple shower heads. What are you? You must be rich. Do you have two television sets as well?
Four, actually. The wife's a rich one, not me.
Will Jilly be in a two-piece or a one-piece on the beach tomorrow?
Two-piece. Two-piece is the answer.
Will Jilly be upset if your eyes wander?
No, I don't think she cares, because her eyes will wander too. Would you want to look at me on a beach?
I mean, I would be somewhat interested. I did see you on that inflatable flamingo or whatever it was in your dad's pool. I hope we can look forward to more of those pictures.
Well, I will do that, and hopefully you'll continue to walk in front of the Twitch stream camera so I can see them love handles, because those are nice. Those
grab on,
good.
Brother. Climb, as John Granato would say, climb on, brother. Climb on.
I'm in.
All right, Josh, enjoy your vacation, sir. And by the way, we're saving you a shot of Aquavit for next week's happy hour so you can get caught up.
Isn't that an aftershave?
It tastes
I think
like
it
an
might
aftershave.
Be. It tastes very, yeah, it's got a little, it's like a cooling, refreshing feeling that you get, not only when you put it on your skin, but when you swallow it.
Somebody sent us a picture of some nasty-looking Jägermeister that's like a different flavor
I
Jägermeister.
I saw that. Adding adjuncts to Jägermeister is going to fix it. It's not going
to
be good.
Take the tobacco vodka and then drop a cigarette in the tobacco vodka and drink that.
All right, that's Josh Innes. We'll see you on Monday, bud.
See you guys. Bye.
All right, have fun. Somebody says Jerry sounds like Cheech.
Mama took it to me, tried to taught me how to live. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. But I don't listen to her because my head is like a sieve. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's all I remember.
Mexican Americans don't like to go to school. They like to hang out all day.
Cheech and Chong couldn't get away with today's society,
no,
right?
No.
They
were so
they
great.
They canceled them, right? It's like,
dude, I loved Cheech and Chong so much I was a kid.
But you watch it now and you're like, eh.
I watch it now and I still love it. My favorite
Love it, but it's like, yeah, you
up
couldn't
smoke.
See that today.
My favorite is Next Movie.
Oh, no, that was
and it's
good.
So stupid. Like the beginning,
Dave's not here.
They're walking with a trash can filled with, like they siphoned gasoline into a trash can, but there was still trash in it.
Yeah.
And then they're pouring the gas from the trash can into their car. And then when, of course, they're driving and they light up and inevitably the car explodes. Is this more kombucha?
No.
Oh, my body can't.
I don't think you can handle
my body can't handle much more of that.
Or whatever
I know
it's
healthy and all, but oh,
you almost ended his.
It was
his
that's what
he said. Well, he would take another shot over that.
But yeah, see, I can't drink grapefruit. It's not as bad as pickle to me. But
all right, tell people about. Let's put the brakes on.
Well,
this
we
segment.
We will put the brakes on this segment. But before we do that, though, I just want to say, I wasn't looking at his neck. All right, let's. Yeah, let's definitely put the brakes on this and talk about new brakes. And guys, and Jerry, if you're having problems with your brakes, you're hearing that grinding and squeaking, you're thinking, maybe I need to take it to the shop. No, go to newbrakes.com because they're going to come to you. If you have to come in here and do a show, and they'll come here and they'll fix your brakes while you're doing your show. It's not going to take any time out of your day, and you're going to save money doing it because it 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers, because that's all they do is brakes, and it's quality work. 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. I've had a bunch of friends do this. I'm going to have it done to the Cadillac because, listen, guys, have them come to you. This is a great company, and you're going to get 10% off your service. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com, punch everything in. They'll call you back within minutes, and they're going to give you a surprise-free repair quote. They're going to give you the worst-case scenario, so you're never going to pay more money than that. This is a great company with great people. NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Crank it up, Aaron.
Yeah, just keep this going.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
If this doesn't put you in the mood to get crunk, I don't know what will, man.
ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank
Studios,
here's
Flint
Fowler
and
A.J. Hoffman.
Turn it up,
man. Turn it up, man.
This is the last segment of the Happy Hour. We'll be back next Friday being happy again. We're going to do a sports show starting at 5 o'clock.
What video
we
game?
What video? John Madden football.
Yes, yeah, because that's where I heard this. That's where I always hear songs.
Do what we like.
And we like what we do.
So let's get a party going. Let's get a party going.
Turn it up, Aaron! Quit being a punk. Your mom's not here. She's not going to yell at you for having the stereo up too loud.
Tyler already yells at me for having my speakers too loud.
Hey, Fred! I can't feel my face. You see those chicks over there?
Woo!
Yeah, Madden 2004. Yeah. I knew the Texters would know. I mean, the Twitchers.
Bum, bum, bum.
But did that make you want to, like, I would always be playing...
The Drills.
No, Franchise. And I would just stop and listen to this whenever it came up. I'd like to know that soundtrack, because there was some badass bleep on there.
By far the best one, that one right there, that 04, I guess. I didn't realize it was 04.
We will never listen to your rules. Never listen to your rules, Fred.
No.
Do what we like,
and we like what we do.
This is going to be the new theme song for Happy Hour.
I like it.
Me too.
We're not going to get rid of Rebecca Black. But after we start the show with Rebecca Black, let's use this in and out of every break and crank it up every damn time.
I'll write that in my notebook.
All right.
Yeah. He's actually writing it in his notebook.
Party hard, bitches! All right.
You
thanks
know,
to Gustavo.
Yeah, Gustavo's a great dude.
He's the hero of the day. So thank you to Gustavo for bringing by
and
the
Sierra Nevada, which, by the way, they have, I mean, they're barrel-aged stouts. They have tons of flavors, as good as anybody's on the planet. And he always brings them to me, and I can't thank him enough. Except the last time I saw him, I didn't recognize him, and he brought me a Sierra Nevada. I thought, yeah, Gustavo brings me Sierra Nevada all the time. And it's like, dude, am I?
I'm Gustavo. Yeah, that's...
I know. I'm like, am I that out of it? These,
jeez.
Which I know. And I felt terrible. I was like, you know, dude, I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't know. He looked different. But
and thank you to Alborg Aquavit.
Aquavit!
For the good times.
Honestly, the best aquavit I've ever tasted.
Yeah, I've never had better.
It's the only aquavit I've ever tasted, but it's the number one recommended Blitz aquavit.
But it's also the worst I've ever had.
It is that as well. Yeah. So.
Were you serious earlier, AJ, about me taking some home for the wife? I'm trying to make the boom boom room.
Nope, that is Josh's. When Josh gets back for happy hour next week, he's got to start the party with the aquavit. To get him in the mood for happy hour because he missed one. Bill Brasky says, can you get the Sierra Nevada barrel-aged stouts at Specs? Why, yes, you can.
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, I was there today, and I picked up a couple extras because during the Rona, I kind of went through my entire library that Gustavo had brought me. I have one left, but I reloaded because I knew we were going to do this today. Everybody's bringing up the Madden 2004 tracks.
It's classic.
Avenged Sevenfold, Seether. You know what? Okay, Aaron, I want you to find that. I want you to find every song that was on there, and then that's what I want to do in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to have a Madden 2004 flashback. Can we do that?
It's hard enough. I know exactly what song they're talking. You just remember that exact Madden because you would be in the options menu and you would remember.
Is that the Mike Vick Madden?
That's
yeah,
exactly
it's
which
exactly
one it was.
It was the Mike Vick, and I think that was when they switched and they made like a whole bunch of upgrades from 1 year. Like, because usually they'll make like one or two upgrades every year. That was, I think, when they hit the wall and they just like threw a million upgrades and you opened it up and you're like,
precision
passing. I can do this. And you just got lost for hours on end of all the different toys and stuff that they put in there.
Am I going to sound like a dork? I downloaded Madden 21 today.
Not a dork.
What a dork. Madden, yeah.
No, I mean.
I mean, I play MLB the Show.
No, I did the 3 days early thing because it's not out till the 24th. And
it's
not that
dorky.
I paid an extra $20 to get it today.
That's stupid.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
There you go.
All right. That's what I'm saying. But guess who's staying up all night after I lose the poker tournament tonight and playing Madden?
Guys, happy hour is over. I hate to break the news. We've got a guest on the other side. We're going to talk to Ike Villanueva, who's fighting tomorrow night. In the UFC, his second UFC bout, Houston boy making his another run at it in the UFC. So we'll talk to him coming up on the other side of this break. I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. That's who I'm telling you about right now, because if you are upgrading your home, windows, siding, great place to start. Why is that a great place to start? Here's why: because you're going to save money on your energy bills. Up to 40% on your electric bills with new windows and new siding from Allstate. So in a way, that money that would be going to the electric company is now going to your windows and your siding. And then eventually those windows and siding, they'll be paid off. And you're still going to be saving money on that electric bill. That's brilliant. That's money management right there, guys. Everything from the best quality siding windows, they've got it. Call them today for a free consultation. Learn about their summer specials. 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs, and they're doing everything safely right now during Corona times. They're making sure they take the extra steps. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
To the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick. However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.